Okay. So we're talking about the Helga Bedichever, the Baal Kedushas Levi, the author of Kedushas Levi, the Bedichever. Who was he? We learned his story, so I don't know who he was. Pam achas haya Rav HaKadosh Moel. Bedichever was also a Moel. He knew how to do Bris Mila. The Amar ki yirtzel asos chituch apriya. So when we do Mila, we don't just do, this is the Yana Deyayma, we're going to have Mila in this week's Parsha. So we're talking about the Mila. The Mila has components to the mitzvah. We do chituch, priya, mitzitza. We have three chalakim to the Mila. Chituch, removal of the foreskin of the orla. Priya, the revealing of the atara, where we reveal the atara. And mitzitza, where we draw out some blood. That's the part of the dam bris. The blood of the covenant, the dam bris that we make with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the three parts of the Mila. So the moel sometimes did the Mila, and chituch and priya were sometimes given as a cover to other people. But the Bedichever said, I want to be the moel, I want to do chituch and I want to do priya. I want to do both of them. Achara chaticha sa'orla, zarak itzatzmo tachas safsal, echad shayasham bebeis ha-medrash, v'sakinu biyado, v'yered boche, remod. The Bedichever had a problem. See, the Bedichever was too much beitravut. The Bedichever had this problem. You see, he would get too much into the rapture, too much into the dveikus of what he was doing. He would lose all consciousness. And that's what happened. He did the chituch. And while he was holding the knife, he fell under the table and passed out. And the baby's crying. You can imagine, he just had a bris, right? And the baby's crying. But these were chassidim that we're dealing with, right? Chassidim do whatever the Rebbe says. Whatever the Rebbe says, the Rebbe said he wants priya. So no one did anything. The baby was crying, and the Rebbe was lying under the table in dveikus like this, and no one moved. And the baby's crying and crying, and no one moves. Because the Rebbe said, va'oyram amdu mishtoimimim. The oyram stood there, didn't know what to do. Kiyaru l'nafshin levata l'natek oisim idveikusa. They were afraid to, you know, go over to the Kedush slave and shake him and go, Rebbe, the baby's crying. You know, you didn't do chituch. They were afraid. They knew the Bedichever, when he got into dveikus, he got really excited. You shouldn't mess him. The last story we told last week was that the Bedichever was bedveikus. He grabbed somebody by the lapels of his jacket. He dragged them across the Beis Midrash because he didn't know what he was doing. The Bedichever used to be very, very much like that. I think if people saw Bedichever today, they'd think he was crazy. So they didn't want to touch him. They were afraid. They were afraid anybody else should do priya because the Rebbe said he's doing it, right? They looked at the baby. He's crying and crying and crying. He stopped crying. He's not moving. And they got really worried because if the baby's not crying and he's not moving, it's not a good sign. They were afraid that he's dead. They said, okay, this is going too far. We can't let the baby die. So they wanted to go over to the Rebbe and shake him up and wake him and remind him that he's in the middle of doing bris, right? At that moment, they were about to go over to him. He got up. He walked over to the boy. He saw the baby wasn't alive. Amar Rav HaKadosh, the Bedichever said, Ani ha'isi chituch, I did the bris, I did the chituch, ve'ech potzrios priya, and I also wanted to do the priya. And they said, the chassidim saw, uba nishmoso bekirbo v'cha yelad vaya priya. They saw the baby woke up, and the Bedichever did priya, and everything was fine. That was the koyach of the Rebbe. Be'ez yeshivas ha'atzach hasdarim sholelos de Pesach. When the Helga Bedichever, when the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchak ben Sarasasha sat down by the Seder, by Pesach, by the Seder, Be'amiras matzezu, his goyeres atzmo tachas ha-shulchan, v'hafach ha-seder v'akayeres ha-matzes. He got so into it, he screamed, matzezu! And he flipped the whole table. The matzes went flying everywhere, the wine spilled, and he fell under the table. That would happen every Pesach Seder. They knew about it ahead of time, that this would happen. And he was, again, just like by the Mila, he was lying under the table, and he would wake up from his dveikus. The table was already set already because people knew this happens every year. They set the table, they brought more matzahs, they brought more wine, they brought him a new kittel. He would get up as if nothing had happened, put on the new kittel and sit down and start the Seder from where, right where he left off. Every year. V'amar matzazu. K'moy mishe mechayas atzmoy. Matzazu, this matzah. And he got so excited. Ah, ha, ah, matzazu. That's how he used to say it. Pamachas halach lishov me be'er l'shem matzah mitzvah. Right? There's a minig that people try to participate as much in the baking of matzah as you can. So we draw maim shelanu, water that's cold, that water that was overnight in the well. So you can guess what happened to the B'ditcher when he went to the well to get the water. Right? He used to fall into the well every time. He would go into the well and he would just fall in. But there was never a problem because the water wasn't too... It took him to a well where the water wasn't too high. Because they knew if he's going to fall in... So... Be'ez berach birkas al mikra megillah on Purim. When the Rebbe would make the brach, he would be the Baal Koire. So he would make the brach al mikra megillah. Rakad al ha'amud, he danced on the amud. He would get up and dance on the bima. V'kimat al ha'megillah, almost on the megillah itself. Now, I've never seen anybody with that type of excitement. But again, if you would have seen that, you would have probably thought that they're crazy. I hate to say it, but that, I mean, it doesn't sound normal. But the Berditchever was 100% MS. It wasn't a show. It wasn't to show everybody, oh look, this is how he felt. This is how he did mitzvahs. Pamachas haya etzel Rav HaKadosh Rebbe Baruch Mezhbish. Rebbe Baruch Mezhbisher was the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. Baal Shem Tov had two grandsons and one great-grandson. The Baal Shem Tov's grandsons were Rebbe Baruch Mezhbish and the Degel Machne Ephraim. Rebbe Baruch, we don't have too many Divrei Torah from him, but we have a lot of stories. Degel Machne Ephraim, we have a whole sefer and almost no stories. I don't know why it's like that, but that's the way it is. And the famous great grandson is Rabbi Nachman Breslover. Of course, we have a lot of Torahs and a lot of stories. So the Rebbe Baruch Mezhbisher, Rebbe Baruchel, he was a big istanis v'kavdan. The Rebbe Baruchel was known; he was very fiery personality. Istanis v'kavdan, meod makpid, very very makpid. Everything had to be kaseder. Wasn't you can imagine he and the Berditchever didn't get along too well. Because the B'ditchever, by the Seder, would turn over everything and smash everything. And not on purpose, because that's the type of person he was. And the Rebbe Baruch Hu was, everything was misudar, everything was naki. They didn't get along in this way. Amra, Rebbe B'ditchev, Rebbe Baruch Leben, my Tyre Rebbe Baruch Leben, that I love you so much, Rebbe Baruch Hu. Ich will sitzen beim Tisch, kegen Nibereich. I want to sit across from you. I love you so much. I want to sit by you at the table, across from you. Kedei ich soll, ich nicht... They're catching with my tnius. You know, I know that I'm my tnius, my the way I act, it's going to bother you. So I'll sit across from you and I won't bother you. You'll sit at one end of the table, I'll sit at the other table. I'll do what I do, but it won't bother you. V'rei Rekadosh Baruch Hu haya hanoa mizeh. Ki hu ba'atz me'leratzi l'hagig l'zeh. So Baruch Hu, look, he knew that the B'ditchever acted this way and he didn't like it. And he didn't want to tell. He felt bad because he knew he was a tzaddik. He didn't do these things on purpose. So he was very happy. This chart. You sit over there, and I'll sit over here. No problem. Sidru ashulchan berocha v'lo be'orich. They set the table in a totally different way. Kedei shlo yeh nireh sharav m'vedichev yoyishev beharbe b'ktzeh ha'achron. So they didn't want it to be seen like the Rebbe is sitting all the way over there, and the other Rebbe is sitting all the way over there. So they set the table in a way that it looked like they were sitting opposite each other. So it wasn't obvious that they were so far apart. It didn't look nice. V'yashev Rebbe Baruch Hu b'roicha v'echad, Rebbe Ditchev b'roicha v'sheni zeke neged zeh. They sat facing each other on the other sides of the table. V'kasher Baruch Hu birkas ha'moitzi. Now you can imagine what happened when they said ha'moitzi. Rebbe Ditchev said ha'moitzi. Nisroev Rebbe Ditchev v'kafatz al ha'shulchan. He got so excited, he jumped onto the table. He jumped onto the table. All the dishes and all the cups and all the tablecloth, everything broke and fell off and spilled. Right? Here it doesn't say it. There's another version of the story that says that the soup went flying and made Rebbe Baruch Hu's talus cotton, his tzitzis, all dirty. And they say that Rebbe Baruch Hu saved that talus cotton and said, these are holy stains. Upam hay bePesach bekalav etzorav veKadosh mikalav veArchul shulchan veSeder bifnei atzmai. Went into the kalaver, so the kalaver knew the business. He said, "B'ditchev Rebbe, you have to have your own table. You can't be at my table." Harav veKadosh mBaditchev hayelo etzorav veKadosh amagid mikoshnitz. One time the Ditchever visited the Koshnitzer Magid, the Eilige Koshnitzer Magid, the Avodis Yisrael. Ushalas HaMagid Mikoshnitz. The Koshnitzer Magid asked the B'ditchever, Ushalat Tokacha, Matai Omed Mailas Kvoidel Yispalo. When are you davening? Matai Tam Yispalo, when? Anu La Rebbe B'ditchev Shemisachar B'tfilos. I daven very late, he said. Ubifrat B'yam Noraim, especially in the Yom Noraim, Yom Shoni Yom Kippur, Kitzarach Hachana Rabba, I need to do a lot of achanas. I need a lot of preparation. You can just imagine if this is how he daven, what type of preparation he had. Amru HaMagid Mikoshnitz, Ich mach das fir fartig. I do this fast. I know how to do it quickly. I don't need all these achanas like you do. Amr Rebbe B'ditchev, im ken ere lemaris kvoido ishani et kashoifer mikoidim sha'ata titko. So you know what, says B'ditchev, I'll prove it to you. You'll see, I'll end up blowing shoifer before you this year. Hiya yoim, ze Rosh Hashanah, came Rosh Hashanah. Hamagid HaKadosh Mikoshnitz hichin esatzmo l'tkiya shoifer kedarko. Because it's a magid, did a chanes for tkiya shofar like he's supposed to. V'hayaro mastinin bekever asur adenirdam b'shena uvetoch shenasa ra ki oimed b'shemayim. There was an advocate, an adversary. He saw something preventing him. I don't know what this means because I don't go up to Shemayim on a normal basis. But the Koshnitzer Magid had something that prevented him from doing what he had to do, and he was working on it, and he fell asleep. In his dream, he saw that he's standing in the Himmel in Shemayim. V'yesh kitru gadol rachman alitzan. He saw there was a very, very strong kitru. There's a very strong objection, a very strong adversary against Klal Yisrael. U'pit'om shama koil shoiver arazim bokeach aroinus arakiya. Also, he heard a koil shoiver arazim, smashing trees, bokeach aroinus, smashing windows. V'shal mazeh, he asked, what is this sound? Amru lo ki arebim berditshev hoirech atar amikveh. This sound was the sound of the Rebbe going to the mikveh before Tkiyah Shofar. Ubeze tavar gziza debarda. He was able to break the ice. Ubitel koladinim ha'me'orim ha'kitrugim. And the Rebbe's going to the mikveh was enough to destroy all the different tainas, all the different objections against Klal Yisrael. That was the power of his mikveh going. Amar HaMagid, the Koshnitzer Magid, Zichron Avocha said, in Ken Adavar, if this is the power of Kedushas Levi's mikveh before going to blow shofar, Muchrachem Anachnu La'amtin Ad Yitka B'Shofar Gadol Rebbe B'ditchev. If this is the power of going to the mikveh, let the B'ditchev Rebbe blow first. Let his blowing do what it has to do before mine. V'achar kach nuchel gam anachnu litko. Then we can blow also. So, we'll do more stories next week. So you have an idea, who was the B'ditchev? What powers did he have? What dveikus did he have? What his slavas? What simcha? And how much respect other rebbes had for him, even though they knew of his derech in the voida.